God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said,
let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters.
And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And God said,
let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear.
And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said,
let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth.
And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day. And God said,
let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth.
And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the fourth day. And God said,
let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens.
So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying,
be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply upon the earth.
And there was evening, and there was morning the fifth day. And God said,
let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds.
And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said,
let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them,
be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
And God said,
behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food.
And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
And God said, let there be. And it was good. Out of chaos, God created. Created more than just order, though that which he created was ordered. Because he created shalom, rest. Perfect rest. On that seventh day, he rested. Shalom. All is well. All is at rest. God is good. But we make a mistake if we take this to mean that his work was done. Because God was far from done. His works far from completed. And God said, let there be. And it was good. Let there be light. And there was light. Let the waters separate, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. Let there be vegetation, lights in the sky, living creatures, mankind, these made in his own image. All in response to his word. Let there be. God spoke, and it was so. Do we still stand amazed? Are we still filled with wonder? Not so much at the stuff God made, but at the wondrous manner of his creating power. God said, let there be. And it was so. And it was good. A simple but yet oh so glorious a formula. Dripping with power, bathed in authority. The God who speaks and all falls into place. By design. His design. At his command, things cannot not be. When he speaks, it is so. And it is good. Did you notice where the video stopped? Did you think about that, even fleetingly? Or did your thoughts wander to other things? Annoyance at a video when it is time for the sermon. How long will the service take? I'm so tired. Next week's going to be such a busy week. Why are there so few people in church? So many empty seats. I can't believe November's right around the corner already. Did such thoughts clutter your mind and stop you from noticing where the video stopped? On the sixth day, One day short. A day short of completion. A day short of a week. Couldn't they find a better video? And God said, let there be. And it was good. Two chapters in the first book, Genesis. And it was good. Very good, as a matter of fact. This, all this, broken by the sin and disobedience of chapter 3. And then many chapters, 50 in Genesis, and many books after that, all stories of ruin, lives marred and scarred by brokenness, the darkness of sin that we see yet even today. How can God rest? Where is the promise of shalom, of wholeness? Where is he? Didn't you see? Did you not notice? Were you too distracted, occupied by other thoughts and other things? From the rest of the seventh day came a voice. A voice dripping with power, bathed in authority. And God said, let there be. Let there be a covenant between me, the great I am, and Abraham. Let a child come from his wife Sarah. Let it be the beginning of a nation, a people, my people. And it was so. And it was good. I thought God was resting. The week of creation completed. But behold, he speaks from a place of rest to give us rest in the midst of our turmoil. And God said, let there be. And it was good. Let there be a boy to lead my people out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage. Moses. Let there be a woman to come alongside my loved one Naomi, to be a friend to her in her time of trouble. Ruth. Let there be a king, strong enough to lead my people, and broken enough to be reminded that I, the great I am still their king. David. And let there be leaders, Ezra, Nehemiah, who will return my people to me and help them see again that I am God. And let there be a woman who rises out of her humble beginnings into the palace of a king. And let her be my voice in a place that knows not that I am God, and that my will be done. Esther. And it was so. And it was good. In the midst of trouble and turmoil, the God of rest speaks. And it is so. Let there be. A voice dripping with power, bathed in authority. God said, let there be. And it was good. Prophets, great and small, They remind a broken and stubborn people of who I am. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. A faithful God, true to my promises, faithful to my covenant with them. Let there be those who speak for me, who speak about me, reminding the ones I love that I have not forgotten them, though they forget the great I am. God said, "Let there be." And it was so. And it was good. And God said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Let there be a tiny, helpless little baby, and let his name be Jesus. Let him grow up to be the Savior of the world. Let him be born in an insignificant little town, Bethlehem, in the shadow of the great city, Jerusalem. And let there be both lowly shepherds and mighty kings who come to acknowledge his birth. Let the very lights in the sky draw people to this little boy named Jesus. Let the whole world, all of creation, come to him to see the love that I have for them in his face, Jesus. God said, "Let there be." And it was so. And it was good. And God said, "Let there be." And it was so. Let there be a group of ordinary men who go out into the world to let others know, to speak of my son named Jesus. Let there be faith in them to do what he has been doing. Let them serve me by serving the world. Let there be faith as small as a mustard seed in them, so that they might do great things for me, with me. Let there be a band of disciples, rough around the edges, so that everyone may see and understand it's not about them, but about me, my love for them. Let there be faith enough for them to persevere, to not give up, even in difficulties, doubts, and yes, even in persecution. Let those who struggle, and yes, those who persecute, see that my love lives and can live in them. Let there be communities that spring up that will meet together and hear my words. Words dripping with power, bathed in authority, but words of love, of grace, of invitation. And God said, "Let there be." And it was good. And God said, "Let there be." And it was good. The rhythm of creation, of his creative words, have not lost their power. When he speaks, It will be so. And it will be good. We live on after the sixth day. God still speaking, still creating to bring the whole world into the seventh day. Rest. And God said, "Let there be." And it was so. And let there be a little church named Hope. And let there be the hope in this church that bears its name. Let there be people in that church who remember that I am the one who speaks. And speak even today. And speak to them. And speak through them to others. To give them hope. And God said, let this church grow and thrive and be a buzz to let them see who I am. Let them hear my voice to recognize me when I speak. And God said, let there be fat years and lean years, that they may learn to lean on my strength and not their own. That they may know that all my words and all my ways are dripping with power, bathed in authority. I am God. I am their God. Let there be a church named Hope. And it was so. And God said, let there be. And it was good. Let there be songs of hope to remind them, to encourage them, to lift them up, to spur them on. Let there be songs that remind them who I am, the power of my word, my promises to them.